Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
You know what's really exciting? When you tell people for the first time that you are pregnant, watching their face light up, watching the surprise, watching how excited they are, until you have to tell them that you're not. First you tell them you are, and then you tell them you're not.
Yeah, you know, I'm not pregnant. I didn't mean to come across like I was on Instagram, and I want to formally apologize to all of our listeners because I'm not pregnant.
What happened?
I just thought I was being funny, and then I started getting the DMs, and I looked back at what I posted, and I was like, I'm a moron.
You know, I was a little suspicious when you ordered a mocktail last night. Oh. I was like, Kristen's trying to tell us something.
I didn't even think of that last night. I saw that, right?
Yep.
Oh, wow. All right. So, and it must be contagious because Cassie just gave her husband a card and he misunderstood his Father's Day card thinking she was pregnant and she's not. So now here I am sharing what I think is just a funny post on Instagram. So I follow this account, Moms Behaving Badly, right? And they're just, they keep it 100, and I love following them. And I'm just scrolling through Instagram like I do, and I come across their post, and it says, peeing on a stick, then keeping that stick in a drawer is the start of the many disgusting things you'll do as a mother, right? And it connected so deep with me because the pee stick that I used to find out if I was pregnant with Jimmy, I still have, and it's still in the bathroom drawer.
Oh, you don't hang it on the rearview mirror?
I thought about it.
In your car.
Who needs a rosary when you have a used pee stick?
Yeah, people don't know this, but police speed check detectors won't work if you hang your positive pregnancy test from your rearview mirror.
Oh.
Yeah, it's CDs and pregnancy tests.
Now, you know, I didn't keep all the negatives I got along the way. I threw those away, but I kept that one because I had received so many negative tests. And is it disgusting? Probably, but...
Is it in like a plastic bag or is it just...
No, it's just there.
Then it just raw like
that. Yeah, I mean...
Okay.
Okay, raw? Did you sanitize it at all? Yes, okay. Of course. Okay. I wiped it off. I put the cap back on. There's no pee exposed anywhere.
You didn't want to keep the little droplets of the pee that told that stick you were pregnant?
But this thing, after 2.5, 3 years, when I found out I was pregnant with Jimmy, it looks old. Like, it's like starting to... antique.
Brown a little bit.
Yeah. So I shared that and I put in 3, 2, 1, and then I have the video of me opening my drawer and oh, there's the pee stick I have of when I was pregnant with Jimmy. And I just thought it was, you know, funny. Like, I figured a lot of women, a lot of moms saved the pee sticks, right?
Not once did you think, oh my God.
I swear to God.
Somebody is going to think that this is...
Never would have posted it had I thought that. I swear to you, I never would have posted that had I thought it. And so I posted it. I'm getting ready for bed and doing whatever. And then, of course, I'm in bed. And what do? You pick up your phone. And I'm like, I got all these notifications. And I'm like, I start opening and they're like, OMG, congratulations. And I panic. I'm like, I'm a moron. Because looking back at it now, how did I not see that that's the way it could have been taken? So I immediately get on Instagram and I'm like, no, I am not pregnant. I am just disgusting. Okay. I'm a disgusting human being that has a pee stick in her drawer from over 2.5 years ago. And then after I posted that, I got flooded with notifications of women who still have their pee sticks, some of them 20 plus years old.
Damn.
Yes. One woman told me a story about the like the little belly button that fell off, and I'm like, I don't need to know about all that.
Oh.
But yeah, because a lot of people keep the belly button.
They do.
Yes, after it falls off.
Okay. Really?
Yes.
We should do this one time, maybe later in the show. The things you keep from surgery, or because I had a piece of knee cartilage in a drawer for 10, 15 years.
I wanted to keep, that's really weird, by the way.
That's disgusting. I just won't put that out there.
I don't know why I did it. I was much younger when I checked. I had an ACL done way back in the day when they used to like literally cut the cartilage out. It wasn't like the four prongy thing. And they give it back to you in like this mini little jar in solution. And for whatever reason, I kept it for like 15 years. Like it was a souvenir or something.
That was a while ago, right?
Long time ago.
Well, see, well, I mean, 10 years ago, my husband lost half a finger, right? And I wanted to keep it.
Like, I would keep a finger.
I asked the doctor. They wouldn't give it.
That.
They wouldn't give it to me.
No?
It's a biohazard.
So they can't put it in some kind of solution or something?
I wanted
it's
it.
Mine.
That's what I said. I'm like, well, it wasn't mine. It's my husband's.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm like, no, that top half of the finger, I wanted to keep it. And I asked for it, but I got refused.
I'm curious what you were going to do with it when you used the same type deal, just put it in a drawer, or were you going to set it up at dinner? Like another plate at dinner?
I don't know.
Just a pee stick and a finger.
Yeah. Just a Mexican door.
Yeah, that was major. Because you can imagine how excited P1s, our most loyal listeners, must have been. Uh-huh. Like, because for years you were talking about how you were struggling trying to get pregnant.
Yeah.
Then you go through IVF.
Yeah.
And now you're like pregnant again and you haven't talked about it once. How excited they must have been for you.
Oh, I felt so bad.
Sure.
I just got a 3-year-old pee stick in my bathroom floor. That's all it is, man. That's all it is.
The Burt Show.